Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, I don't care for, and you might notice here at the church, we don't sing songs where you talk to the devil. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Why? And this is a holy part of our service. We're communing with God. We're worshiping Him. What about the devil? The devil's scared. Strong with the presence of God gets in this place. He can't stay. He has to wait, you know, outside. I mean, in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says the enemies melt like wax. Prayer is not yelling at the devil. If you don't like that, don't give that up to you. Figure it out. Don't take my word for it. Search it out. Bewailing your predicament and recounting your problems for hours is not prayer. Like we said before, how many times do you have to tell God what your problem is before He gets it? Oh God, I got to have $1,000. I got to have $1,000. I got to have it by this Friday. I got to have it. $1,000, Lord. Oh God, $1,000. Oh God, I got to have $1,000. Oh God, I got, oh God, if you could move. One fellow was praying, like, he said, by some hook or crook, if you, by some hook or crook, oh God. Some people just say, oh, some way, somehow, oh God, $1,000. Going over and over the problem, rehashing the problem for hours is not prayer. People call it prayer. Laying in your bed and crying all night. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Doing that for hours and feeling sorry for yourself ain't prayer. Now you can call it prayer if you want to, but it's not prayer. Tell me what prayer is. Did you notice that verse we read in Isaiah 56? It said, they will be joyful in my house of prayer. Did you notice that? You can note and it helps you to identify error in prayer when people get so heavy and they get so intense. And what it is, it's varying degrees of depression. And you can hear when people pray, it's mournful, mournful, mournful tones. I got through reading joyful in the house of prayer. Did you read that with me?
Yes.
Joyful. Didn't the Bible say the joy of the Lord is your strength?
Yeah.
Right? Well, our praying ought not be weak praying. It ought to be strong praying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Prayer is not counting beads. Do you know what I mean by that? Counting beads. I don't know of anything in the Bible anywhere where anything is said about counting beads when you pray. I said, what's wrong with it? Well, why do it? Prayer is not spinning a wheel. There's a lot of people in different places where they spin wheels, or they count beads, or they roll something. Prayer is not counting beads. Prayer is not spinning wheels. Prayer is not swaying back and forth. Some people do this. Somebody says, what's wrong with that? Why do it? Are y'all okay? Everybody okay? Somebody says, well, I want to do that. Why? Show me a verse. Show me a scripture. Show me any example where anybody in the church did anything like that. In the book of Acts or the New Testament or the epistles or anything Jesus said about it. Everybody clear now?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Prayer is not chanting some memorized phrases or paragraphs mindlessly. Go with me to Matthew, please, 6th chapter. In Matthew 6, he's talking about prayer. In verse 5, Matthew 6, 5, he said, "When you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets." Why? "So they can be seen of men." Did he say, don't do that? That's what he said. "Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you've shut your door, pray to your Father." Who do you pray to? Pray to the Father God. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. "Which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do." You do understand that there are millions and millions and millions of people on this planet that do not pray to the Father God. They pray to something else. You do realize that? I mean, billions. And they pray, many of them pray repetitious. They pray the same thing, over and over and over and over. And this has crept into so-called Christian churches too. Number of churches, they pray the same by rote. They've memorized certain things and they just pray that same thing, same thing, same thing. The Lord specifically warned us, don't do that. Right? I mean, what if I sit down with you? You're not going to talk. We're going to commune. And I had memorized a paragraph for you. Huh? And I said, "Oh, Whit, you're a good man. When I'm with you, I feel happy. I enjoy your presence. Oh, Whit, you're a good man. When I'm with you, I'm happy. I enjoy your presence. Oh, Whit, you're a good man. When I'm with you, I'm happy and I enjoy your presence. Oh, Whit, when I'm with you, you're a good man. When I'm with you, I feel happy. I enjoy." Huh? Why do that with God? Amen. Why would you do that with God? I said, why would you do that with God? When Jesus specifically warned us about it and told us, don't do it. Amen. So beware of anything that sounds repetitious. You're just doing it the same way every time, the same thing, because it could be vain repetitions. It's supposed to be living communion. Amen?
Amen.
It's like if you and I get together. What are we going to talk about? Who knows? Right? I mean, it could go all kind of directions, right? I mean, we could talk about all kind of things. Amen. Should we be any more constricted with God?
No.
Certainly not. Certainly not. Beware of vain repetitions. Now, go with me quickly. Back to the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. Now, let's answer this question a little bit further. You know, what is prayer? I want us to ask and answer the question, who do we pray to? And then also, how do we pray? Of course, we won't cover all of that today, but I want to introduce it to you. Who do we pray to? And then how do we pray? As you might imagine, that second question is going to take a little time. How do we pray? Now, we've already seen, you know, in the scripture we've read about who do we pray to. Who did we see? Pray to the Father. To the Father. In Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, he is recounting. Now, I said 5, didn't I? Yeah, 5 is correct. He is recounting when they were given the 10 commandments on the mountain. And he said, verse 4, this is Deuteronomy 5, 4. He said, "The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to show you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid by reason of the fire and went not up into the mount, saying, I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall have none other gods before me. Number one. Right? What is number one?
Have no other gods before him.
Who else do we pray to?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Amen.
Right? Who do we pray to?
God.
We pray to the Almighty God, Creator of heavens and earth.
Yes.
We pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
Amen?
Yeah.
We pray to the God of David. We pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's who we pray to.
Amen.
And none other, ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Man, so that's, everybody knows that. But no, billions don't know that. You might say, well, Brother Keith, do we pray to the Holy Spirit? Technically, no. Brother Keith, do we pray to Jesus? Technically, no. I know some folk might not like that, but now listen carefully. I didn't say you couldn't talk to Jesus. I didn't say you don't talk to the Holy Spirit. We're talking about prayer proper. Hold your place here. Go to John. Don't take my word for it. John 16. See what Jesus said. John 16. If we had time, we could show you many, many, many scriptures that talk about praying to God, praying to the Father, praying to the Father. And in John 16 and 23, Jesus is speaking, right? John 16, 23. He said, in that day, it's talking about in the day you and I live in the day of the new covenant. In that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say to you, whatsoever you shall ask who?
The Father.
The Father. How?
In my name.
In my name, He will give it you. Verse 24. Hitherto, up till now, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These are the two big answers to who we pray to and how we pray. Right? Who do we pray to?
God.
The Father God. How?
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Right?
Yes.
Somebody said, well, no, Brother Keith, I like to talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. So, well, I don't understand. I mean, why is it that prayer? Well, let me ask you this. Can you talk to me without praying to me?
Yes.
There you go.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.